Today is Monday, January 18th. What to know about new fears of an insider attack at the U.S. Capitol, how security looks different all across the country this week, and what President-elect Biden says he plans to do in his first 10 days in the White House. Also, celebrating a civil rights hero, Americans mark Martin Luther King Jr. Day, even without the usual parades and festivals. Plus, another historic first for space, why one of the most popular websites in the world is celebrating, and how an NFL concussion inspired thousands of donations to charity. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy, all the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Today, the nation is celebrating the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. It's MLK Day. Usually, this federal holiday is full of parades and rallies to honor the civil rights leader and inspire others to continue his movement. Of course, this year, the pandemic makes getting together more difficult. So cities and organizations across the country are getting creative. Some are holding virtual workshops, exhibits, wreath-laying ceremonies, and parades. People are also encouraged to give back. MLK Day is always dedicated as a day of service. So you can volunteer within your own community, or the nonprofit Operation Gratitude recommends putting together and sending care packages for frontline workers and service members. Another way to give back is by donating blood. And at the end of the day, anything you can do to improve your own community or the lives of others will help carry on Dr. King's legacy. If you want to learn more about Dr. King and his message, the King Center is hosting an online service today. It starts at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time and will stream on the King Center's website and Facebook page. And a reminder, since MLK Day is a federal holiday, that means government offices, including the post office, along with most schools and banks, are closed. U.S. defense officials are reportedly worried about a possible insider attack on Inauguration Day this Wednesday. So the FBI is now vetting all 25,000 National Guard troops heading to D.C. for the event. The AP reported this latest concern, saying commanders are also being told to look out for any problems within their ranks. That said, there is so far no evidence of any specific threats, and officials say the vetting has not flagged any issues they're aware of. But that's not the only possible insider involvement now under investigation. Capitol Police are looking into whether some members of Congress actually helped some of the rioters who stormed the building already. A few Democratic lawmakers have raised concerns that some of their Republican colleagues might have let members of the mob inside the Capitol just one day before the invasion happened, saying there were unusual tours that went against normal protocol. So investigators will likely be sweeping through emails and text messages to see if the invasion was or was not in any way an inside job. One more note, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced a retired Army lieutenant will be leading a security review of the U.S. Capitol. It's not just D.C. boosting security this week. Many state Capitol buildings are on lockdown all around the country. Dozens of states have also activated National Guard troops and set up barriers. Some, like Texas and Pennsylvania, are not letting any of the public on Capitol grounds. Remember, the FBI warned last week that armed and potentially violent protests were being planned at all 50 state capitals in support of President Trump. They were supposed to start yesterday and last through Inauguration Day on Wednesday. But so far, at least, large groups of protesters and rioters have stayed home. Instead, the AP reports some small groups have gathered at certain capitals, some of them armed, but they have been largely outnumbered by the National Guard and local law enforcement. And as of early this morning, there have not been any reports of violence. President-elect Joe Biden is preparing more than a dozen executive orders for his first day in the White House. And many of them are essentially just reversing some of the executive orders President Trump put in place. For example, right away, Biden's transition team says the president-elect will rejoin the Paris Agreement, that international pact meant to help curb climate change. He also plans to get rid of the travel ban on some Muslim-majority countries, extend nationwide restrictions on evictions and foreclosures, and more. And Biden is making promises for beyond day one as well, with plans for more executive orders through the first 10 days of his presidency. For example, his incoming chief of staff says we'll see action on criminal justice reforms, racial equality measures, climate, immigration, and access to health care. So far, the Biden team hasn't released exact details on these orders, but presidents do have the legal authority to make some decisions through executive action. Though keep in mind, they're much more easily undone by future presidents than the laws put in place by Congress. Also, as the Washington Post points out, there's a long history of presidents not actually doing all that they promised on their first day in office. Stay tuned. That more contagious COVID-19 strain we've been talking about that was first found in the UK is apparently spreading quickly here in the US. And now federal health authorities say the newer strain will likely be the main strain here by March. So far, at least 76 people in 12 states have this new version, and the CDC expects those numbers to rise in the coming weeks, meaning another big wave. Remember, it looks like this COVID strain does not cause more severe cases, but because it is considered more contagious, it could lead to more hospitalizations and deaths by just infecting more people overall. So health officials say it's more important than ever to step up measures like physical distancing and mask wearing, and they say if you qualify for a vaccine, get one as soon as possible. New research shows wearable devices like Fitbits or Apple Watches might be able to detect early signs of COVID-19. A couple new studies show the watches have been able to spot super subtle changes in your heart rate, which can be an early indicator that you're infected. For example, one study from Stanford showed 81% of COVID-19 patients experienced heart rate changes up to 9 days before other symptoms set in. Experts say this is important research because wearables could help to let people know they need to isolate sooner and get a test. All right, we have much more news still ahead, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. If you're looking to eat a little less sugar in 2021 without having to give up tasty snacks that help satisfy cravings, then you must try Monk Pack. Monk Pack keto granola bars contain just 1 gram of sugar, 2 grams of net carbs, and they're only 140 calories. I love that they're plant-based and non-GMO with no soy, trans fat, sugar, alcohols, or artificial colors. And yet, they have a super soft and chewy texture and delicious taste. They are one of my favorite granola bars I've ever had. So try it for yourself and you'll see. We have a special deal for our listeners. Get 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by visiting monkpack.com and entering our code NEWSWORTHY at checkout. And Monk Pack is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll exchange the product or refund your money, whichever you prefer. To get started, just go to monkpack.com. That's MUNKPACK, monkpack.com, and select any product, then enter the code NEWSWORTHY at checkout to save 20% off your purchase. Okay, now back to the news. Virgin Orbit successfully launched a 70-foot rocket into space from a 747 airplane flying at 35,000 feet. The rocket was strapped under the plane's wing, then it detached and ignited before soaring into space. Virgin says this is a historic first. It's supposed to be more cost-friendly since it essentially makes planes the launching pad, meaning you don't need to build permanent ones on the ground. Plus, the planes can take off from any airport, so launches can be flexible. As for yesterday's launch, it sent 10 satellites into orbit. They'll be used for weather tracking and other science and research projects. The National Rifle Association, or NRA, filed for bankruptcy and wants to move its headquarters from New York to Texas. Despite the bankruptcy, the gun rights group says it's in its, quote, strongest financial condition in years, but that it filed for bankruptcy to escape what it calls a corrupt political and regulatory environment in New York. It's been a registered nonprofit in New York since 1871, but that's also where the group has faced legal issues in recent years. New York's attorney general has accused the NRA of diverting charitable funds for personal use. As the state reviews the bankruptcy filing, the AG put out a statement of her own saying, quote, "We will not allow the NRA to use this or any other tactic to evade accountability. To be continued." Certain dating apps are now banning rioters who stormed the U.S. Capitol earlier this month. For example, Tinder, Hinge, OkCupid, and Bumble are all using images captured inside the Capitol to identify and ban users on their platforms. And some app users have joined the effort, too. The Washington Post reports people are using the platform to track down rioters and strike up conversations with them. Then they'll see if they can get a confession or an incriminating photo that they can turn over to the FBI. Some people say it's their civic duty to do this, but privacy experts are worried people could be misidentified. They also warn there are risks when people try to take crime fighting into their own hands in this way. Wikipedia is now 20 years old. Yep, the free online encyclopedia first debuted on January 15, 2001. Now, 2 decades later, Wikipedia is among the top 15 sites on the internet and gets more traffic than Netflix. There are 55 million articles across 300 languages. It's visited more than 15 billion times every month. One thing Wikipedia has gotten used to? Some criticism, mostly because non-experts can make contributions. But there are now restrictions on updating certain entries, and Axios reports most of the time, at least, edits that do not meet Wikipedia's standards are addressed within 5 minutes or so. So it's become a source that's widely trusted by people all over the world. Thousands of football fans are showing incredible sportsmanship in the name of an injured player. It all started when the Buffalo Bills played the Baltimore Ravens. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson left that game with a concussion, and the Bills ended up beating the Ravens 17-3. Well, some Bills fans decided to extend a goodwill gesture to the rival team. On a Reddit message board, they asked people to donate to Jackson's favorite charity. It's a child hunger organization called Blessings in a Backpack. At last check, the charity had received 9,000 individual donations, totaling about $240,000. And the chief marketing officer told ESPN, it just keeps rolling in. She called it overwhelming in the best possible way. And that's it for your main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, this episode is brought to you by 1010. You may have heard us talk about it or read about it in the New York Times, InStyle magazine, or Forbes, but we're excited to partner with them because 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful commitment ring. They're available right now, exclusively, on BlueNile.com. And when they're gone, they're gone. We all know that the diamond engagement ring is iconic. It's a timeless expression of the deepest commitment between two people. And with 1010, it's been beautifully re-envisioned in the hands of 10 modern designers working exclusively with sustainably sourced diamonds. So if you're on the hunt for the perfect, unique ring to wear forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. Again, this exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings just launched, and you can find it exclusively at BlueNile.com. Okay, now back to Money Monday. And today we're talking about how Americans are planning to spend their stimulus money. Remember, Congress and President Trump approved $600 direct payments for most Americans. And well, a new poll shows many Americans plan to use it to simply pay their bills. The consumer research company Morning Consult surveyed 2,200 people. It found many plan to use it on expenses like rent, groceries, utilities, and debt payments. But people who are on the higher end of qualifying salaries say they are planning to save the money. That said, there are still some signs the payments could give the economy a little bump. A smaller portion of people say they'll use the money to make purchases for their home or apartments. So some traditional retailers could see an uptick in business. Morning Consult says the extra money will likely help drive economic activity in the beginning of this year, even if a portion of people do plan to save it. By the way, Friday was the deadline for the IRS to send out your stimulus money. It sent the money to people in three different ways, either through direct deposit, check, or prepaid debit card. But if you do not get your money now, you'll be able to claim the cash when you file your 2020 tax returns. You'll just have to claim the so-called recovery rebate credit when you file. All right, thank you so much for starting your week with us. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.